Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
It's Labor Day, but Georgia Wrestling Now doesn't take a day off. So thanks for listening to another edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. Just got home from Dragon Con, where I've been most of the weekend. And I'm joined, as always, by Joshua Von Wheeler. How was your weekend, Josh?
Very, very relaxing. It's just been like a little bit, you know, doing stuff around the house, like internet-type stuff for my company, working on little things like that. And just relaxing a little bit, you know, watching some Nitro on the network. It's finally uploaded, reminiscing on the greatness that was the Dungeon of Doom era.
Some might argue with you there, but I always liked the Dungeon of Doom.
Well, I mean, the Dungeon of Doom was what it was, but I liked 95, 96 WCW a lot. I thought it was definitely a change of pace from what other companies were doing at the time. I mean, it still wasn't. I was an ECW mark growing up, so, I mean, ECW was still, like, the it thing in 95, 96 for me, but I thought WCW really stepped their game up and made WWE step their game up, which led to what I now, in hindsight, look at as the worst 4 years of wrestling history.
So, do they just have the episodes of Nitro up on the WWE Network?
Yeah, right now it's just 95 through 96 Nitro. For some reason, they have put the early years of Raw up from 93 to 95, but it cuts off 95 in August, and I have already binge-watched them, and I'm still waiting for the second half of 95 to be uploaded, and I don't know why they're, you know, not putting them up, but I guess, you know, because that's my favorite years of Raw was the entire year of 96, 97. Those were my favorite Raw years, because I feel like the show was extremely good and it was paced well, and for some reason they just have not uploaded them yet, and I really, really, really want those Shawn Michaels and Goldust matches that were on Raw Friday.
Do you know if that's the extent of the Monday Night War content, or is there going to be some kind of something where they break it down and compare what was going on each night?
Well, that's the thing. Like Monday Night War is like a documentary. Like it's like different. It's like almost like a weekly documentary covering the Monday Night era. So
okay,
they've already got three of those uploaded. I think they're going to upload another one this week. But those have actually been very, very good. Except it's, you know, history repeats itself, and anytime WWE tells you how great their hardcore division was, I have to question the integrity of the documentary.
Cool. Well,
but, I mean, you know, it's subjective. So some people, you know, love the 24/7 rule. I thought it was very hokey and kind of silly, but that's just my opinion.
Right. So you didn't attend any wrestling this weekend?
No wrestling this weekend. Got FIP at the Orpheum on Friday, which I may attend. And then Vintage is the 13th. And then, of course, I'll be in Canton, Georgia on the 20th for Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment.
Right.
And you got a big show coming up too, right?
Your
friend does, Professor Morte?
Yeah. Yes, September 12th, which is one of the reasons we're going to talk to Logan Creed. He recently became the first, I think he is still the Passion of Wrestling champion, but I'm not certain of that. We'll find out. But he was the first champion for Passion of Wrestling. He's got a match this Saturday.
That is not correct. He was not the first champion of Passion of Wrestling.
He was not.
Tyson Dean was their first champion, I do believe.
That's right. I don't know where. Okay, so but that's still a recent thing. They crowned their first champion, and then he's the first to defeat him. Okay,
yes.
My apologies for that.
That's okay. Not all of us keep up with Passion of Wrestling.
Well, I've had a long weekend.
Not that it's a bad product. It's done in the South Georgia area. It's just kind of hard for us and, you know, and the people in the North Georgia area to kind of keep up with it. And that's one of the things I want to talk to Logan about. Tell us about Dragon Con, though. I'm more excited about Dragon Con than I am anything else right now.
Okay. Well, I was going to say he also has a match coming up on Saturday, I believe, September 6th, for Explosive Pro Wrestling, which is another one I have not heard of. But he's taking on a guy named Aaron Orion, who I also haven't heard of. So anyway, he's got a lot of stuff coming up, one of which is at Monstrosity Championship Wrestling against Darkmon on September 12th. But Dragon Con Wrestling was Friday, which, as everyone knows, is mostly anarchy guys. But MCW had a presence there this year for the first time. Professor Morte was there. He came out with a different cyborg. Logan Creed is the cyborg, the cyborg that people have seen at other MCW shows. But
right.
Papa Marco was also there. Azrael had a slightly different look. He had a more MCW look. I don't know if you've heard, Danny only made, I think it was his first match back from
then
his
leg. Then he got hurt again, I heard. That's so horrible, man.
Yeah, he wrestled. He and Strychnine took on the Urban Assault Squad Friday night at Dragon Con, and then he drove up to Beyond Wrestling the next day and broke his arm at Beyond up in, I think it was in Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, it was at the Headfest Music at Providence, Rhode Island.
So Dragon Con Wrestling, aside from the added MCW element, was pretty much the same as it usually is. It's a show. It goes a little too long, I think, especially considering most people at Dragon Con are not there for wrestling only. They're there to see a lot of different things.
Right.
The crowd is always big for about an hour, and then it gradually starts to dwindle. But I don't know how they could remedy that. Maybe they could have an intermission, or maybe they could split it up and do wrestling on Friday and Saturday. I don't know, but it was a fun show. There were some great matches. There were some not-so-great matches. But overall, the event was fun. And then, of course, Dragon Con had lots of other stuff going on. Phantom Troublemaker's game show that he called in to talk about a few weeks ago, it went over really well. There was I guess it wasn't a surprise because they announced it here, but the Rock and Roll Models, Matt Sexcells and Johnny Danger, made an appearance. The room was filled to capacity. The room it was in, I think he told me the capacity was 120. So there were more people at his thing than are at a lot of indie wrestling shows, including some wrestlers. But I'm guessing they're going to do it again next year, probably in a bigger room. And he did several panels over the course of the weekend. I actually ended up doing one this morning, kind of filling in for Phantom Troublemaker because he had to check out of his hotel room. So there was a G.I. Joe panel at 11:30 this morning, and I took his place on that, and we talked about the cartoon, mostly the cartoon. Of course, we talked about the toys and comic books and Sergeant Slaughter being part of it and all that kind of stuff. But overall, it was a fun weekend. A lot of the bigger panels, I don't know what the numbers are for Dragon Con this year, but it definitely felt like there were more people there than in previous years. And the panels for people like Ralph Macchio from Karate Kid, or Peter Weller from RoboCop, or Patrick Stewart, there were lines that you had to get in line an hour or two before the panel started in order to even get into
it.
They would wrap around the buildings, and so I didn't get into any of those because there's just so much going on at Dragon Con. It's hard to justify standing in a line for an hour or two to see a panel when you could go see lots of other panels or just walk around and look at costumes or go in the vendor's room and look at toys and comic books and whatever else, all kinds of corsets and stuff for those so inclined. So, yeah, it's always a fun weekend. It's tiring, but it's fun. So I guess that kind of recaps that. Oh, there
were. Did you watch the wrestling?
What's that?
Did you watch any of the wrestling?
Yeah, I was out in the audience for the whole show. And Shane Mackey did some comedy shows, and the Washington Bullets, Matt Sells, Marco, I think Chuck Porterfield took part in one of those. There was one Friday, or one Saturday and one Sunday. I wasn't able to make it to either one of them, but I heard those went well. So there was some wrestling presence there, even for things like comedy and comic books and other aspects of the convention.
Right.
And then this weekend is the Drive Invasion, which used to always take place Labor Day weekend and sort of compete with Dragon Con, but they moved it to the following weekend, and it's at Turner Field this year. They partnered with the Braves, so it's going to be a big deal. There's no wrestling there, but there's a lot of the same stuff. There's bands and monster movies and art, a lot of artists, car show. I'm sure there will be some sort of wrestling aspect to it, but there's not an actual wrestling event there.
Right.
But I'm glad that they moved it because it was always hard. A lot of people had to pick and choose, and it's certainly hard for people to afford doing both. So I'll be interested to see how that goes, too, since it's not at the actual drive-in anymore.
I don't think I've ever been to one of those, actually.
They're pretty fun. I think it might lose some of its novelty since it's not at the drive-in, and they're, you know, it's not like the drive-in closed. They just got... The new management apparently didn't have any interest in doing the special events like that and the Monster Bash, where MCW was always part of that, and they would do various other events throughout the year previously, but I guess new management took over about a year ago, and they just want to show current movies. They don't have any interest in the retro stuff or the festival kind of things that they had been doing before.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
Well, to me, it's dumb. I mean, I guess, Mater's got his own idea, but...
Those events always made money, but maybe it's just not worth the hassle of having an all-day event when they could just show movies and make... I don't know what the... comparison is, maybe they make almost the same amount of money just showing the current movies on a Saturday. I mean, that's probably it, because, you know, people...
that's true. I guess. So, but anyway, anything else going on? It's been like a weird week. I watched a lot of football this weekend, to be honest with you, so if I'm not too up my wrestling game, it's because I've been watching football. I did hear that Damian Lee got hurt at Set Music last night, and, I did hear that Ricochet won Bola, and that's really the only wrestling news I've really heard in the independent scene. Anything going on in Georgia wrestling?
Well, I'm looking now.
Mike Crosby's coming up next weekend.
It's in like a week and a half. Not this coming weekend.
I got Drew Galloway coming in October. That's, I guess, big news.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking to see if Harold J. Taylor went to the FCCW show. I think I saw him post something about it, but I guess he hasn't.
That's right. That show was this weekend. It's Sacred Ground's coming up at the beginning of October, and at the end of October, I guess Anarchy's going to have another big show. So.
Yeah.
I saw Empire in Rossville is doing a show in Tennessee, which is at the Electric Cowboy, which that will be interesting to keep up with.
Oh, there's an Electric Cowboy in Kennesaw as well.
Oh, in Kennesaw, too. Yes, there is.
I wonder if
it's the same owner.
I don't know. I think there are a handful of them around the country, maybe, or maybe just the southeast.
Yeah, because Cowboys closed down, and then it became the Electric Cowboy like a year or two later.
Yeah. Doesn't look like Headlocks and Headshots has posted any photos from this weekend except for Christian's Gone Wild.
Oh, he posted Christian's Gone Wild. Jesus Christ. Pardon my Jesus Christ on that one. I didn't mean to do the pun there. But holy cow, dude. What a massacre that show is. First off, if you're going to, like, promote Jesus and God, that's all fine and dandy, but don't let crap guys go and do it. What a great way to run people off of wrestling and religion at the same time.
Holy cow. I looked at some of those photos and I said, oh, my God, these people make Aria Ambrose look professional, almost.
Well,
I did notice they changed their tagline. They're no longer Guns, God, and Glory or something. Now they're Glory, God, and Guts.
But still, the word wrestling is nowhere in the name or on the tagline.
Christian's gone wild. I assume Christian's gone wild is what the Rapture's going to be like. And the guys that actually wrestle for Christian's gone wild are the Hills Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes?
You remember that freaking awesome horror movie?
Yeah, of course. It wasn't at Wes Craven?
Yeah, it was freaking, they all look like freaking like Ocala residents. If you've ever been to Ocala, Florida, you get that joke.
I've been through it. I don't know if I've ever stopped.
Oh, go to the Walmart in Ocala when next time you're like passing by. Just do it. Please, just do it. Dory and Marty Funk will be very happy that you actually stopped by and said hello. Not that they're at the Walmart, but their building is very close to the Walmart. But, oh, my goodness. Talk about a road trip fiasco. It's all, like literally walking in there like when you walk in the bar at from Dusk Till Dawn.
Well, I think
the vampires
Logan,
are about attacked. Holy cow.
I think we've got Logan Creed, but before that, we've got another caller. Let's see who this is. You're on Georgia Wrestling Now. Who's this?
Hi, this is Charles. Chicken Hat Hernandez.
Chicken Hat!
Well, I just called to let you know that there was a make a little correction. This concerns this coming Saturday. It turns out that the wrestling event there is not Global Force. It is a league called Southeastern Championship Wrestling.
Yeah, it's Paul Adams' show, but it's using a lot of guys that have something to do with Jeff Jarrett. There's now rumors going around that Global Force could actually be a few more months away. So.
Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it. And
speaking of Paul Adams in Southeastern. Oh, go ahead, Chicken Head. I was going to ask you a question.
Well, I would probably say I've been keeping my eye on one certain channel that might be involved with it. And so far, I haven't heard anything.
Right.
Yeah.
So, how hip are you to what's going on in Knoxville?
Well, I don't really know. All I know is, I suspect that SECW would be based out of Knoxville.
Right.
And I do know, I read this on a poster while I was getting some lottery tickets at a local convenience store. It's sanctioned by the United Wrestling Network.
Right, which is Dave Marquez's promotional banner. Man, this is the one day I need Larry Goodman to call in, and the one day he's not going to call in.
Well, you never know. He might.
Maybe he'll call in, because this Paul Adams news is big, and I got to find out what's going on up in Tennessee. We had to report this for the Georgia Faithful, because Bill Barron's name is being mentioned as a successor to Paul Adams up in the Tennessee area.
Well, Larry, if you're listening and you have any news on this, please give us a call. But Chicken Hat, did you have anything else?
Well, I should tell you that a couple of weeks ago, while I was at SAW, they had some folks from AMC, which is the American Movie Classics, filming some of the wrestling segments for a new show that's scheduled to come out sometime in January. I don't know the name of it. They didn't know either when I asked.
That's interesting. I also, I forget which channel it is, but someone is doing a reality show based on Billy Corgan's Resistance Pro.
Yeah,
so
that's what I heard too.
Is that still a go? I've not heard anything else about it.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything in a couple of weeks about that. But anyway, let's bring things back to Georgia. Thanks for calling, Chicken Hat.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later, Chicken Hat.
Bye.
So back to Georgia. I didn't I didn't queue up any entrance music because I was at Dragon Con, so I'm just going to bring him on. Welcome to the show, Logan Creed.
What's up, guys?
How are you today?
It's a repeat. It's a repeat interview. He was so good the last time, we had to get him a second time.
Well,
I feel like I've joined in an interesting conversation already, so I'm intrigued.
There's nothing going on. We're trying to stir the shit. I mean, that's what we do here in the show, is stir the shit. I do have a question for you. This is about to stir some shit right here. Okay, here we go. A few weeks ago, Passion Wrestling had a advertised steel cage match between yourself and Tyson Dean. Did the cage not show up?
The cage did not. Tyson evidently felt like that he didn't need to be in a cage match with Logan Creed, which I don't deny that. I wouldn't want to get in a cage with me either. But so in hindsight, I still got to make a decision on the match, so we decided to have a 30-minute Ironman match. And that's what we did, and I come out victorious, which I would have come out victorious in the cage or in an Ironman match, so it didn't matter either way to me.
So 30-minute Ironman match, how does that work for a guy your size?
I feel like I'm pretty conditioned. Big guy, little guy, either way, you can get conditioned. I mean, I don't think it matters one way or the other, you know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Don't make an excuse just because you're a big guy to say you can't go 30 minutes.
We've never seen Kevin Nash in a 30-minute Ironman matches. You know, so when people think of the bigger guy, they always, you know, they always think Sid, Kevin Nash. You know, the Undertaker's had a few 30-minute matches before, but you never really see the big guys doing the longer matches. So again, is this kind of your way of saying, hey, just because a small guy do it doesn't mean big guys can't do it?
Hey, just like I said last time, man, hey, I want to do anything they can do. And I'll keep pushing myself until I can't do it or I can't do it anymore. But, yeah, I mean, we did it, and it was a good match. The crowd was very involved the entire time, and I think that's what you're looking for when you do an Ironman match. You know, you can go out there and stand around for 30 minutes or an hour or 90 minutes, and if nobody's intrigued in what you're doing, then you've wasted a lot of time and a lot of money.
Travlin, you got anything?
Yeah, well, the reason we are having a repeat guest so soon is because so much has happened since we last talked to you. When we talked to you last, you were wrestling for one or two promotions, and I think Josh and I both encourage you to get out more, and you've done that. You've become champion there. You did that WrestleMerica show, which I'd like to know how that went. And you've got a lot of other stuff coming up. So, yeah, first, tell us how that WrestleMerica show was.
The WrestleMerica show went great. It's always a pleasure to be able to do anything for Luke. I've had the ability to wrestle him a few times. I didn't wrestle him at that show in particular, but, you know, it's good to see him with all the successes he's having in Japan come back and give back to the indie scene in Georgia. And I really think he has a lot of love for the indie scene in Georgia. And, you know, the show was great. I can't wait for the next one. And I'm really excited to see what happens going forward with that show.
Has he announced another one yet? Or do you know if there's going to be another one?
I think there is going to be another one. I don't think he's announced a date yet. But I know that we'll be in contact with each other when it does.
Yeah, I think he's actually going to be stuck in Japan here in the next few weeks for quite some time yet again. So,
yeah, and they've got some great stuff going on over there right now.
Oh yeah,
and I've really enjoyed watching everything that's transpired over there, even with the G1 Climax tournament. Man, that was some wrestling we haven't seen in years. And anybody who's hasn't watched it, I would say go and find it and watch it by whatever means necessary.
Totally agree. Especially, I mean, like you said, Luke Gallows had a phenomenal performance out there. AJ Styles, another Georgia guy, had an outstanding performance.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another American guy that people are very familiar with would be Shelton Benjamin, who wrestled on, like, I think a torn ACL for the entire tournament.
Yeah,
and still competed. So it's like, you know, these are, like, the best wrestlers in the world. And it's going on in Japan. So
right.
I definitely agree with you on that one. Check it out on Daily Motion. Daily Motion has it. I think you can still order it on Ustream as well from the video on demand. Another thing, like John was talking about, you're getting yourself out there more. We're seeing you at more and more shows. But at the same time, we're seeing a lot more shows spring up in the South Georgia area. Talk a little bit about that. You know, where are these shows coming from? And, you know, is it just because you're kind of local down there that you're the first person they call? Because you look like you're on all these posters.
You know, I don't really know if that's – I mean, yeah, of course that's – I mean, obviously you're a local guy and they know it's going to bring people to watch it. But, yeah, like you said, the last time we talked, I didn't have really a lot going on just because of what had transpired over the last few months before we talked. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I did have the opportunity to start spreading out. And it's like it's always said in this business with guys, you know, work as much as you can as often as you can. And I think I
yep.
kind of took that and I run with that. And I made myself bite the bullet and say it doesn't matter what show it is. It doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter if there's – five people sitting in the crowd, just go wrestle. You know, I've actually acquired a ring, you know, since we last talked, and I'm actually sitting in it right now while we're talking. It's a training ring. It's a low profile ring. It's in a 10-foot ceiling building or 12-foot ceiling building. But I mean, I can't do anything in it but wrestle. And when I say, I mean that mat wrestling. But that gives me the ability to work on some of my, you know, to work on things. And that's what I do with it, and it's great because, you know, I just become more and more focused on doing it week in and week out. Like, you know, that's my main goal. Like, when Monday gets here, it's like, where am I going this weekend? I don't want a weekend off. I want to be going, you know, somewhere every weekend, and I want to be wrestling in front of somebody every weekend.
To continue the point Josh was making, This weekend you're working for Explosive Pro Wrestling. I've never heard of that. Is this a new one?
This is a brand new promotion. This is going to actually be their kickoff weekend. And I apologize ahead of time, but I know they're going to be filming TV on Sunday afternoons, which I'll have probably 2 to 3 matches on Sunday afternoon for the TV show, and it'll be a 3-week run for the TV. But I actually think that the TV show is going to run up in North Georgia. And I apologize again. I don't know what station it's going to be on. But, you know, yeah, it's brand new. It's kicking off. And he approached me because it's in my hometown. He said, hey, I definitely want you to be here. And I said, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll be here and I'll be a part of it. And I'll be in AWN this Friday night in Fort Valley. So I always got to throw those guys out there. That's hometown. That's hometown to Logan Creed.
So why do you consider AWN hometown?
What's that?
Why do you consider AWN your hometown?
Because that's where it all started for me. You know, that's where I learned, you know, this art, and that's where guys actually set me down and said, listen, you know, you're not what you think you are. Let me show you what you can be. And that's in this business, when somebody takes the time to do that, you shut up and you listen, you know, and if you don't, then you get left behind. So I will always be appreciative of what I learned there. And, you know, to be honest with you guys, that show is the longest running show in the state of Georgia at this time. Yeah. You know, you got NWA Atlanta, that was, you know, though it changed names, it is the longest running show. But AWN was the longest.
How long has AWN been running?
I think 16 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Because NWA Anarchy up in Cornelia, well, formerly NWA Anarchy up in Cornelia, it was NCW back in like 96, 97.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
close. I mean, it's close. That's,
right. As far as like not changing name, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not knocking anything because I just started working in the NWA Atlanta show. I've been in talks in NWA Anarchy. So, yeah, not knocking the shows. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying. Like,
I got you. It's
been around forever, man. And it's,
yeah,
it's held strong, you know?
Anarchy is like, I mean, yeah, it's changed names, you know, 3 times, but I mean, it's still the legacy. It's still a standard bearer of what Georgia independent wrestling, when done right, can be.
Absolutely.
And so,
well, you look at the guys that have come out of places like
exactly.
that. I mean, you cannot deny that at all.
So, you got Montrosity come up on the 12th. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Excited about that. I'm excited to see those guys running again. I know Jonathan knows I'm marking out for MCW in every picture I post on Facebook. That's my road shirt. So I love MCW. It's a lot of fun, man. That's one of those I don't want to call it stress-free because they're still going to do a job, but it's one of those shows where you go and you get to have fun and, you know, you enjoy the crowd and you enjoy the guys you get to work with. And I know I'm working Darkmon at the next show, and I'm excited to do that again, man. It's always, always a great opportunity to work with him because, like I always say, man, two big guys get in there, we're fixing a bang.
Talk about getting to work the Masquerade. I mean, you know, that's a another one of those buildings when you think of, like, you know, Atlanta history. The Masquerade, what is it, 20-plus years that building's been there, if not 30-plus years. I mean, that is, like, you know, one of those buildings. So what's that going to be like to step in a wrestling ring at the Masquerade?
I'm excited, and I'm sure you guys know this, but this is the first time I've been there. You know, this is really, really big, and I'm super excited about it. And it's fun because, you know, the last time we talked, we were talking about an MCW show. It kind of comes full circle from the last time we talked because of where I was then and where I've come to now, just in a short amount of time, like, it's nice to be able to talk to you guys again and know that in 2 weeks that's where I'm going and to be able to do my thing, man. It's kind of eye-opening at the same time as it is just awe-inspiring to know that I've been working my ass off and doing what I'm supposed to do.
Talk a little bit about Darkmon. You wrestled him, I believe, just one other time, right?
Just for MCW.
I've heard a lot of things. Some people hate working with him. Some people like working with him. Sometimes he doesn't have great matches. I've seen him have some really good matches, including the one that you had with him. Before that at MCW, he wrestled John Malice, and they had some great matches, and John enjoyed working with him. So what has your experience been like? Why are you excited to work with him again?
Because I enjoy working with him. I think we got good chemistry. You know, we're similar in how we get in the ring and what we do and the way we approach, you know, getting in the ring with an opponent. And that kind of goes back. I'm sure it's, you know, people don't like getting in the ring, and probably because, you know, he clotheslined their head off, and you know, I don't like this. I don't like working with him because it wasn't easy. And,
yeah.
And hey, you know, go home. This is a sport and a sports entertainment, you know, world where I think we're getting oversaturated with people who thought they wanted to do it, but in reality, they're doing it for all kinds of reasons except for the right reason. And when you can't get in the ring and go with a guy like Darkmon, then I think you're in it for the wrong reason because I think he's a phenomenal wrestler. And to say that he don't have something more to learn, that would be like me telling myself I don't have something more to learn. We all have more to learn. We all have more to learn about what we're doing in the ring. So you can't blame it on that because I think that as far as putting on a show and doing the things that he does and being the size that he is, I think he's a phenomenal athlete. So.
And then who's Aaron Orion? That's who you're facing this week, and I'm not familiar with him.
I'm not familiar with him at all. This will be the first time I've ever been in the ring with him. So I've never met him. I've even asked about him and haven't heard a lot about him.
And you mentioned via text that you have a match with Jeter coming up. When and where is that?
I do. September the 20th, me and Jeter will be facing off at Passion of Wrestling in Dublin. And then again for the AIWF show in Tennessee in October, we'll be facing off. I guess both times will be for the POW championship belt, depending on who has it after our match September the 20th. So that's kind of the match you guys called for last time. So there it is. You got it. Check it out.
Yay! Yay!
This will be the first time you guys have faced off, right?
Actually, no. We had one match In POW.
Like in April or May, right?
Yes. We had a match in POW. It went to a no contest, and it was a battle. And then after that, he kind of disappeared from the scene for a while, and now he's coming back to claim the title, you know, now that I have it. So, yeah, we're going to go again, and I'm excited about it, man. He's a big guy, too, actually bigger than me. So it's a test, and always welcome a test.
Yeah, he was at DragonCon. There was a four-way match between him, Tank, Iceberg, and Michael Judas.
Yeah, that's
that was obviously a big match. unfortunately, it went on late. It was one of the later matches, so the crowd wasn't as big as it had been earlier in the night, but it was still a good match.
Should have been the first match.
Yeah.
What was the card like for that show, if you don't mind me guys asking?
Looking at the Larry Goodman report, it looked like it was a lot of multi-man matches.
Yeah, there were two gauntlet matches. I can't remember the guy's name, but the other cyborg guy won one of them. Do you have Larry's report pulled up, Josh?
No, I do not. I know, let's hear, the cyborg, which was portrayed by a guy from Anarchy, won one gauntlet match. Yeah, Lars Manderson, that's his name. And then there was a six-way intergender scramble match, but I couldn't tell you who won that one. And then another was the match we just mentioned, the four-way. And then I believe, was the Assault Squad versus Hate Junkies? Was that the match?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was, like, this other, like, giant match with, like, Slim and Azrael and two guys I didn't know and the Bullets, I think.
Yeah, I bet that was good.
So, a lot of multiple people involved in matches.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. They were trying to get, you know, as many faces out there as they could.
I remember when it was pulling teeth to get guys booked for Dragon Con, and now everybody wants to work Dragon Con, so go figure.
Right. I've never had the opportunity to work Dragon Con. That would be cool to you.
Hey, we've got a couple of callers from your area code. So,
nice.
I'll bring on the one that's been waiting the longest. You're on Georgia Wrestling Now with Logan Creed. Who is this?
This is an individual who knows Logan Creed very well, and I would like to ask him a question. My name is Dr. Joseph Brock III.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Joseph.
What's your question?
Mr. Creed, I could not help but notice that you did not mention this past Saturday night at Southern Pride Championship Wrestling. Is it because maybe you're ashamed of what you did in front of 400 people, how you stole a victory with incompetent referees and timekeepers, a crooked promoter, how you stole the victory from the Jagged Edge of my client, and then put your hands on me? Could you answer me that question, why you did not mention this
while you were
talking about how great you were?
Definitely not ashamed, and I apologize, Dr. Brock, because I didn't mention that you fainted in front of 400 people when I was going to punch you in the face. But since you called in, then yeah, we can talk about it. Go ahead. Why don't you tell them the story? Since you're upset about it, you tell them what happened.
Well, first off, I did not faint because you were going to punch me in the face. My blood sugar was a little bit low because it had been a long night, and what basically happened is that my client, the Jagged Edge, the toughest man in the state of Georgia, if not the world, had you pinned 1, 2, 3, and the bell keeper determined that he didn't want you to lose, so he rang the bell right before the 3 count, he says, although I clearly heard the 3rd count on the mat before the bell rang. And then we get in the ring and we're celebrating. Never, ever would I have touched you. Would I have lowered myself to involve myself in the match in that manner, because I'm a licensed professional manager, not a wrestler, and you took it upon yourself to grab me because you're a sore loser and attempted to accost me. And I don't appreciate you helping the fans chant, nerd, 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 or you passed out. What kind of man are you, Logan Creed?
Hey, I have a question for Dr. Joseph Brock.
The third, thank you.
What kind of doctor are you?
Excuse me, what kind of doctor am I? I hold,
yeah, what kind of doctor are you?
I hold 37 different doctorates in many fields. For the one that you may ask at this point, it is a doctorate in professional wrestling, in which I have...
Did you get that from the Ronnie Johnson School of PhD? Come on, Quack, get off the fucking phone.
You are a loser, sir.
You're a loser, wasting our freaking interview time so you can bring up some stupid crap about Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. Get off the phone, you proctologist.
All right, I muted him so we can bring other caller on.
Let's bring it. Hopefully it's a real call.
Let's find out. You're on Georgia Wrestling Now with Logan Creed. Who is this? 237 number.
Hello.
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 How you doing this evening?
We're all right. How are you? And who
are you?
This is Crispy Bacon calling in from Lyons, Georgia. I'm a Logan Creed professional chef. I fix the meals for him to make him so big and strong.
What did he say his name was? Crispy Bacon?
Crispy Bacon is what I said.
Bacon.
Crispy Bacon.
That's your real name?
That is my real name. Big
Jesus
load of
Christ,
potatoes
that's why
that Logan
Memphis.
Creed eats one, and he goes and lifts weights, and that's why he's so big.
I've got some interesting fans.
Yeah, I see. You got a proctologist and a Crispy Bacon chef.
Logan
hey,
Creed
yeah.
is he's a god among men. He's, oh, my God, I want to be like him one day.
All right, did you have any questions or anything, or did you just want to let us know you're his personal chef?
Did you feed me?
I just wanted you guys to know he has a personal chef. Maybe the other guy needs to get a personal chef.
I don't like this call. I don't like this call. Not a very good call at all.
All right.
Jesus
well,
Christ, guys. Really? Wow, we get callers,
up,
and they completely take us into a complete different alternate universe.
Yeah. I just looked up Chris P. Bacon on Facebook. We have one mutual friend, and it is you, Logan Creed.
Is
He's
it?
A real person. Chris P. Bacon.
Chris P. Bacon.
Does he by any chance also work for Christians Gone Wild?
That's what you brought me in on today, and I was losing my mind before I ever got on the phone. That was good stuff.
Crispy Bacon. Where do people come up with this shit? Literally. Oh, my God. I'm going to sit around and go with the best nickname ever. I'm going to call myself Crispy Bacon.
Well, it's kind of clever, I guess.
Wow. I don't even know where to take this interview yet. Like, this just completely just blew in any of my thoughts that I had.
I don't
I'm
even remember
I
what we were...
find a way to blow your mind.
Blown.
Boy,
I'm on the AT&T commercial, just blown.
I don't remember.
Listen,
were we still talking about Jeter?
Yeah, we were talking about Jeter.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, real, you know, your upcoming matches, your career, you know,
right,
things that are important,
yeah.
And then we got interrupted by your diet, which I guess, you know, maybe some of the fans want to know, do you just eat bacon all day? I mean...
I do eat a lot of bacon. I enjoy bacon.
That must be a South Georgia thing.
I think maybe it is. I don't know if it calls me to be 6'8", but, you know, maybe it did. If it is,
well, I guess,
then you know what? If the kids are listening, eat your bacon. And if you are listening,
eat your bacon
ever,
and have a heart attack at 35.
Yeah. Don't ever name yourself Crispy Bacon. That's the advice we're giving today.
Well, here's what we can take out of those calls that we just had. You wrestled at Southern Fried Championship Wrestling on Saturday. That was the Terry Lawler Appreciation Show.
It was. And
how
and
was
what
that?
A great, you know, it was a great show, man. And what a great opportunity to be a part of something to raise money, you know, for something like that. And you know, Terry Lawler, who's been in this business for years and done so much for this business, you know, what you can't say enough about him as a person. And it was a great show. You know, we had 400 people, 400 plus there, And the crowd was amazing all night long through every match.
And that's against UGA, I might add. That's very impressive.
Yeah, actually. And, you know, we're in Monroe, Georgia.
Right.
Which is, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, rocks throw from the Georgia game that night. And I guarantee you, I actually said this while we were on the way home from the show. I said, everybody that we saw today that didn't have a red shirt on with a Georgia emblem on it was on their way to that show. And I mean, that's about the truth of the matter, because anybody else you saw was going to the game. So that was awesome.
Wow.
I saw Terry.
Terry
was at Dragon Con Wrestling, and he makes a very good Tony Stark. He had the little glowing thing under his shirt and his chest, and he had a glow.
I actually could see that. That's I would have liked to have seen those pictures.
Yeah, it was a great costume. He wasn't part of the wrestling show, but he was there, and he got into the spirit of Dragon Con. He got into a costume that.
He's always involved. He's involved. You know, he doesn't care if he's if he's the main event, if he's the first match. If he's not even a part of it, it just he's involved and he does things, and you know that what an inspiration to younger guys in this business, you know, because look at the things he's done, you know, with this business, you know, as far as being an independent wrestler. I mean, that's I applaud him. I applaud him so much. You know, I'm very appreciative, and appreciative of the fact that I was able to be a part of that show.
Well, while we're talking about that, you know, he did celebrate his, 24th, 25th year in the wrestling business. You know, you're going on, your third, fourth year? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Actually, this will be seventh for me. And
really?
I had a slow start, man.
You guys started and just kind of just did, like, a few shows here and there for a while?
Right. Well, I was one of, I'll be honest, I was one of the guys that come into this business. I was in college. Was super excited that, I wanted to be a wrestler, so I made the decision one day. I was like, I'm going to, figure out how to be a wrestler. Looked it up, found the closest place to me that supposedly said they were training, and went, and it took me 2 years, 3 years to figure out that, oh, wow, I got screwed over. I didn't really get trained at all. You know, that there were places I could have went to actually be trained by people that knew what the hell they were doing. And that's no knock on anything, other than the fact that, I didn't know what I was putting my money into at the time.
Right.
But I did. I ended up meeting the right people. And that's why, go back to what I said earlier with AWN. That's why, and the people there, and Sean Hunter and Simon Sermon, guys like that who saw a kid who, wasn't properly trained, but saw the desire to be a wrestler and said, okay, well, we'll take you on our wing and show you the right way instead of just telling me to go home, Because you see so many people in this business now, especially now, it's oversaturated with people who don't have a damn clue what they're doing. And it's sad. It's not only sad for them, but it's sad for the rest of us who actually can work, but we're not getting the opportunity because of guys who are willing to just show up to a show and make a mockery of what we're trying to do. And, I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Well,
I just got a message. I guess he's still on hold. We could bring him back on. Chris P. Bacon says Logan Creed.
Oh, God.
He says Logan Creed just lost a fan.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
How did he lose a fan? I'm the one dogging him out. Put him back on the phone.
Mr. Bacon. Are you there? I brought him back on.
He's not here. Oh, well. Screw Crispy Bacon. Crispy Bacon, if you're going to be mad at Logan Creek because I didn't like you, then you have bigger issues.
Yeah. I don't think
you're
going
to like
if he's
related to Kevin.
I hope you don't quit.
No, he's not related to Kevin. Maybe by 6 degrees of separation, but that's about it.
Listen, I just hope I didn't lose a meal, man. That's got to get fed.
So let's see here. If we do 6 degrees of separation, so Crispy Bacon knows Logan Creed. Logan Creed knows somebody. Let's hear who famous you know. You got to know somebody famous.
Do I know somebody famous?
Yeah.
I mean, I
got Luke Gallows.
Yeah, no,
who knows,
yeah,
CM Punk.
Right,
CM
exactly.
Punk knows Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon knows Mr. T, who's been in a movie with Kevin Bacon somewhere. And we have just did 6 degrees of crispy bacon.
Valid point, sir. Valid point.
I'm trying to. Is this crispy bacon to the number?
No, this is Dr. Bronk again. I'll give you an opportunity to apologize to me. Apologize now, and I will be forgiven.
I apologize.
Apologize for calling
our
show and trying to take us into an alternate universe of shit. What the hell? You ruined a perfectly good interview by trying to freaking get yourself over. Guess what? You didn't get over. Get off the freaking phone.
I will apologize. No, let me apologize to him. I'll apologize to him. I'll apologize that I didn't hit him. I should have broke his glasses into his eyes.
I muted him because I think this other one is Crispy Bacon. 326, is that you?
No.
No?
Okay,
who is this?
We got somebody new. Here we go.
am I on?
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're on.
Okay. No, I just wonder how you guys doing tonight, by the way.
Doing good.
All right.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Well, what's your name,
just,
first off?
Well, let's just say I'm a lifelong supporter and fan of Logan Creed. And I just wanted to call and let you guys know he does have some normal fans.
Thank you. I don't need any more people to try to get themselves over on freaking the expense of Logan Creed. I mean, we're trying to do a real interview.
Yeah. I just want to say what a good job he's done the past several years. Just really working hard and, you know, being committed to the sport. Some of the things he already said tonight, you know, just going out each week to really put on a show and put on a good show for the fans and doing it the right way. Just give him a thumbs up for that.
I appreciate that.
That's a good call. We like that call. That's the call tonight, folks.
You've had a lot of callers.
He put it over his Facebook page.
He's definitely
got a fan base.
Yeah, well, I posted it. I posted it up. But, you know, and I say, like I said, I apologize for the ones that weren't the ones you wanted, but, you know, I posted it up.
That's okay. I'm more shocked that people just call in and try to get themselves over. I mean, come on. That's not what this show's about.
Dr. Brock's always he's bitter, man. He doesn't want to see me succeed. You know, so I can't blame him for taking the chance to try to take a shot at me.
Fair enough.
Well, I have a feeling you will see him again in the near future. Have you worked a lot of the Southern Fried shows?
I have. My first show there, I beat Cody Hall for the SFCW heavyweight title, which I lost 2 months later to Luke Gallows in a street fight match. And then I actually, I'm getting another shot at the title in October, versus Nigel Sherrod.
Wait, how did he?
Whoa, time out. What did you say? Nigel Sherrod's the champion?
Yes.
Did he defeat Luke Gallows?
On that note, I'm going to have a beer.
What'd you say?
Did he defeat Gallows?
No. All right. Luke won the belt. Luke had, you know, too much going on with the Bullet Club and Japan. So he handed the belt over. And with the belt being handed over, then it was lost again to Nigel Sherrod. So now Nigel Sherrod has it, and I'm facing off against him in October.
So, okay. Did Nigel have to wrestle anyone to win the title?
That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Yeah, he did.
So who did he defeat to win the title?
He defeated Twisted.
Who?
Twisted.
And how did they end up being the ones to determine the new champion?
Well, see, I don't make the card, bro, so I don't I can't.
I know, but was there like a tournament or something and they were the two finalists, or was it just random choice?
No, it was Like I said, Twister's
ended
up
with the Booker. He's telling you, I don't want to put heat on the Booker, but he's not the Booker. We're going to put heat on the Booker. Nigel Sheeran's your fucking champion? Oh, my God. Nigel, I love you. I've known you for over a decade. Stop wrestling.
Oh, come on.
Stop wrestling, Nigel. That man would be one of the greatest managers or announcers or commentators if he would stop trying to be a wrestler. He's not a wrestler. He's not.
Well, I do agree he would be a better manager than a wrestler, and he has been a commentator for Deep South.
He was a pretty big deal there for a while. He was on Lucha Libre USA on MTV. Then he was at Rampage for multiple, times in multiple years. I mean, he's been very successful at what he does, but he's got the wrestling bug, so let Nigel wrestle, I suppose.
Okay, so Cody Hall, was Cody their first champion?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
I think he was. Seeing that. Because that promotion's only been around for, a year and a half now, maybe?
Yeah, this is the year anniversary.
Well, I'll tell you this. As far as the show goes, you couldn't ask for better wrestling fans.
No, I agree. They had great fans.
These guys are amazing. I mean, you come out and it's you hear the word electric, and I'm going to use it, but I mean, they're excited about wrestling, and it's never, we had 400 plus at the last show, and it was a Terry Lawler thing, but there's always a ton of people there. It's never like there's an off show. There's always a ton of people there, and they're always excited about what's going on. And not only that, they know what's going on in every single match. It's not like they're just sitting there waiting on one particular match. It's from start to finish with these guys. So, that's something you don't get a lot, not especially on the indie scene. You don't get that a lot when you go places. And when I walked out there that first show, nobody knew who I was, but within that show and the next one, they're gravitated towards me. And I'm not saying that's just because I am me, but they gravitated towards it because they liked what they saw, regardless of what I was doing. So that's what you like to do, and it helps. It helps what you're doing out there when fans are really getting into the story,
Okay, and I don't know if we asked this last time or not, but that's a good question because, a lot of the big things now is the Beyond Wrestling, and Beyond has taken off, and they're actually having shows with fans now, but you just said it. You said nothing's like working in front of an energetic crowd of workers, of fans. So what do you think about working in front of workers?
Working in front of workers? I think that, I'd welcome that too. That's a chance to actually, when you're done, for somebody to sit you down and say, here's what you did wrong, here's what you did right. And that's what I always welcome, for somebody to tell me what I can do better, how I can be better. Because if I'm ever the best or I'm ever perfect, then you're never going to talk to me again because I'm done.
Well, no one's ever perfect. But before we got rudely interrupted by the caller saying this was over, you've been in the business 7 years now. In 24 years, 21 years, or let's see, I'm trying to do the math, 17 years. In 17 years, where is the Logan Creek career? Where have you been? What have you done? And were you successful?
In 17 years from now?
17 years from now. Look in the crystal ball and tell me, when they're doing a Logan Creek Appreciation Night, why are they doing a Logan Creek Appreciation Night?
If they're doing appreciation, it's because I succeeded at what I wanted to do. And for whatever reason, whether I made it to the show, whether I made it to the dance, where I made it overseas, if 17 years from now I'm still doing what I love to do, then I guarantee you I've been somewhere where I put my name on the map, because I won't do it for that long unless I put my name on the map.
I think that's a perfect way to end the show, Jonathan.
I agree. So, but before we do that, we talked about AWN, XPW, MCW, Southern Pride, and Passion of Wrestling. Where else are you going to be in the next 3-4 weeks?
This weekend, Friday night, I'll be AWN. Then, of course, Saturday and Sunday is XPW. The following weekend, I will be, of course, at MCW that Friday night. And then Saturday, I have NWA Atlanta. And then Sunday, I'm actually moving to Fernandina Beach, Florida. But don't worry, I'll still be coming up and do shows.
That
wow.
I forgot to ask about that. I had heard a rumor about that. So how far, how much, I mean, you're already pretty far south Georgia. How much farther south are you? Is that?
It's 2 hours from where I'm now south. The beauty of it is that from Fernandina Beach, you can hit 75 north or south and or, you know, 95 north or south to get back, you know, where I need to be. So it's actually not going to be a bad rap for me at all. Plus, I've been in contact with some guys in Florida and let them know that I'm on the way down. And I think in actuality, you're going to see even more than the last time we talked, you know, from then till now, then the next time we talk, hopefully, it's going to be even more things that we can talk about and that's going on. But like I said, Georgia's always going to be home, and I'll still be doing most of the shows that I was doing, you know, now, even after I move. So.
And you mentioned you're in talks with Anarchy. How likely is that to be in the near future?
We had talked about a start date. We had talked about a start date of September, and some things didn't work out. And thankfully, I've been booked so much that, you know, it's one of those things where it's like I'm going ahead of time. So, you know, in August, I was already talking about October. And that's a welcome problem to have, so I'm not complaining about that. But, yeah, we're still, you know, it's been emails right now, but they're definitely interested. And the guys there have really been talking me up, and they're interested, you know, they're excited to see me come in. So hopefully I'll get the opportunity in the near future to go and do that.
And one last thing. Who are you working with at NWA Atlanta? Is your feud with Tyson Dean carrying over there?
It did. The first show there, that was the first match I had, was for with Tyson Dean. Now they're fixing to get ready for their big tag team tournament, I believe. So I've decided, you know, or I say I, we've decided that, you know, that we should take a shot at that. So it's going to be me and Cody Hall for the tag team.
Wow.
Going into that. Yes.
That's interesting.
Well, I would definitely like to find out how that goes, so we'll have you on again in the near future, I'm sure.
Well, thank you, guys. It's always a pleasure. I love the show. I love you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, and like I said, I'll keep an eye on what you got going on, and we'll bring you on again sometime when it seems like the right time to do that.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Talk to you later. All right. Anything else from you, Josh? Anything you mentioned FIP this weekend and all that?
FIP this weekend in Florida. It's one of my last. Could be one of my last weekends in Florida. Hint, hint. Still not officially set on that one. Just, you know, in talks with some various people in Georgia about possibly coming back home. And so I got. And then of course I'll be at Vantage, and then of course we'll have Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment. September 20th, first chance to get tickets for Drew Galloway. Those tickets will go on sale at the end of our show, September 20th. So,
Drew Galloway, otherwise known as...
As Drew McIntyre. Sorry, it gets kind of confusing because a lot of our fans aren't very familiar with, you know, the independent scene, really, outside of Georgia. So Drew McIntyre is now known as Drew Galloway, and he's an international sensation. He's a former WWE Intercontinental Champion, and he will be coming to Canton, Georgia on October the 18th. You can get tickets, first chance, September 20th, at our AWE debut show in Canton, Georgia. And, of course, let's see here, Montrosity is next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that next week.
And you can get tickets at MasquerateAtlanta.com. Just click on the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling event. And then there's a link to buy tickets there, I believe. This week, this weekend, everything is back. This past weekend was a slow weekend because of the holiday and football and Dragon Con and everything else. But Alternative Pro Wrestling is in Royston on Friday. What else is there?
Alternative Pro Wrestling. You got Porter Dell on Saturday, I suppose. You got
Flatline
AWN,
Pro Wrestling.
I think it's Friday. Flatline's coming up on Saturday. You got Empire. I think Empire might be Thursday and Saturday. I'm not real sure. I know it's definitely Saturday, but I can't remember the exact date they were starting at the Electric Boogaloo Land or Electric Cowboy Land. I don't know why they called it Boogaloo. My apologies to them. That was not out of disrespect. I just said Electric Boogaloo for some god-awful reason.
LaGrange Championship Wrestling is on Sunday.
Oh, they're still in business? Wow, they still have a nefarious heel villain CEO versus Chick Donovan. Is that still their angle?
That I don't know. I believe Chick is still their champion.
Of course he is. It's only they're going to make any ticket sales.
Peach State Wrestling Alliance in Carrollton on Saturday. Universal Independent Wrestling in Villa Rica on Saturday. I'm looking at GWA.
Did they take a long hiatus?
I think they took about a month off, maybe a month and a half. But I'm looking at gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com under upcoming events, assuming these are accurate.
Is today the first or today the second?
Today is the first.
That's right.
And we forgot about Audible. Do you want to end on that, I guess?
Oh, shnikes. As a matter of fact, I was using Audible earlier today. I was sitting around my apartment, had the Kindle out, went to my audible.com app, and was listening to some wonderful books about growing your business. And many, many other titles are available on audible.com. You can get a free trial by using audibletrial.com/gwhradio.com right now, today, 30 days, free trial, audibletrial.com/gwhradio. I had it backwards earlier. I got it right this time. Over 150,000 titles to choose from. It's real simple. It works on all smart devices, from phones to tablets to the desktop, and you can listen to anything that you want to listen to. Just go ahead and sign up today, audibletrial.com/gwhradio.
All right, and next week it looks like we're going to be talking to Les Thatcher.
Oh, that's awesome.
He has been a guest on the show before when he was doing one of these seminars like he's doing again. So it's not 100%, but I don't see why it's not going to happen. I'll follow up and confirm it. But just stay tuned or stay logged in or stay on the page of WrestlingWithPopCulture.com or GWH.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to say this right now before we end the show. If you work shows for Christians Gone Wild, or if you have been trained by Rocky King, or if you are not getting booked at any of the major shows in Georgia, you should automatically sign up for the Les Thatcher seminar. Like right now. Like, don't hesitate. Like, call Woody right now and say, Woody, I want in. Because obviously you aren't good enough to be on the shows that you need to be on. So call Woody, get in this Les Thatcher thing. I think it's what it is, like $25-$30. That's invaluable. That is absolutely invaluable. You will learn from one of the greatest wrestling people in the world. The guy trained Dean Ambrose. Think about this, people. This is the guy that helped start Dean Ambrose. Your freaking WWE Shield mark off moment of the night. Okay, all you people sit on Facebook and talk about, I love the Lunatic Fringe. Well, go learn from the guy that trained him. You know who else he trained? He trained Nigel McGuinness, a former Ring of Honor world champion, one of the top guys at TNA years ago is Desmond Wolfe. Go learn from Les fucking Thatcher.
And
that's all I got to say.
And that
he's trained
guy
more, but those are the ones that all these idiot shitbags that are going that are working for Christian Gone Wild. They're going to know those names.
Yeah. And I guess the best place to find info on that is just to go to Deep Southern Championship Wrestling on Facebook. There is also DSCW.org, but I see show dates, but I don't see anything about that seminar on there. Or if you're friends with Woody, a.k.a. Greg Hollander.
I can't say his last name. Yeah, I can never pronounce his last name, so I just say Woody.
Anyway, we'll have more on that. Even if we end up not talking to Les Thatcher, we'll have all the information next week, and we'll put it out there.
Yes.
So, we will be back next Monday at 7. Thanks to Logan Creed. Thanks to you, Josh. Thanks to all the weird callers we had. And that's it for tonight.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.